nailed down is you did the job that had to be done.
Yeah, that was the main thing today. We knew it was going to be a tough game, but we were confident with what we had in our own dressing room, and we just thought if we go and do what we can do, then we'd get the job done, and thankfully we've done that today.
And Neil Downs a goal scorer in consecutive home games.
Yeah, it's nice to get on the score sheet. It's been a while. But no, like I say, the main thing today was just getting that result, and it's nice when you can add to that result, but my mind was just completely on them 3 points, and it wouldn't have mattered who scored today.
It was, though, an important goal to knock in, because Mark Cullen, for all money, should have scored 2 minutes earlier.
Yeah, definitely, and especially in them games, you just want to get that first goal in the back of the net, because then you can sort of settle and relax. And to be fair to Cully, he's had a great effort, but thankfully the next one's come to me, and I've been able to just nod it back past the keeper.
And Mark Cullen being Mark Cullen, you knew that he wouldn't put his head down, and he really finished that second one well.
No, Cully's he's a proper striker, do you know what I mean? He sniffs out them chances and sniffs out the goals, and he's never shy. If he misses one, he'll be straight there in the right position, looking to get off another shot, and thankfully today he's done that and put us 2-1 up.
Two goals up, distance between you, settles you down, but then 2 minutes in the second half, Brad Potts misses a goal that he would score 9 times out of 10 at one end, and they score at the other.
Yeah, definitely, it's one of them, innit? You start thinking to yourself, is this one of them days? But fair play to the lad, he's finished it off well, but we knew if we just kept doing what we were doing, because we were creating chance after chance after chance, and we knew that one of them eventually would go in, and an unlikely goal scorer in our tails, but thanks to him, we've been able to settle down then and see the game out and do a professional job.
And chances came and went, but I suppose now you'll save some of them for the playoffs.
Hopefully, that's the key thing. I think against Luton, it'll be totally different. We know they're a great side, and we're completely focused on them now, and we know that in order to beat Luton, we have to take the chances that we created today and put them away if we want to go forward. So we're looking forward to it, and we know we're here because we deserve to be here, just the way Luton are there because they deserve to be there. So we see what happens on the day.
Everybody said it's a massive advantage to be playing the second leg at home, but maybe that's not the case. If you can have a real strong first leg next Sunday and put yourself in a position.
Yeah, definitely, but I think the main thing is it's just who plays well on the day. And especially in this league, you can win away from home, you can win at home. It's just who turns up and performs on the day. And we're confident that we can give any team in this league. As you've seen, we've beat some of the top teams in this league already. So we're confident that we'll be more than a match and we'll give them a great game. And we'll see how that turns out.
Finally, I've got to have you confirm this. The terms of your loan deal mean that you will be available for these playoffs.
Yeah. I think. No, I'm sure that's the case.